Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight on the Florida Panthers Hockey Network. You can certainly hear it on 560 QAM and all the Panthers playoff games, and we hope there are a lot of them, will air on 560 QAM. Let's get to the very important breaking news today, Doug. Burger King announced that they are bringing back the crown-shaped nuggets. Now, those haven't been available at BK for 10 years. And I maintain, I tweeted this out, I maintain, you know, you and I have food rules. I think both of us live by certain food rules. Some of my rules include a sandwich always tastes better in a red basket. You know, you get a burger and fries in one of those red baskets with the
A&W doilies. used to do that. It's solid.
Of course.
I like it.
Tastes better. Tastes better. I believe popcorn always tastes better out of a bag than in a bucket. You know, sometimes you go to a movie theater and you got a large bag or you got the large bucket. It's always better out of a bag, a little more malleable. I have lots of food rules. So do you.
Although when you're a kid, you like the bucket because when you're done, you can put it on your head and wear it as a hat.
You'll put it
on
your
head. What kid doesn't like doing that?
I mean, this guy speaks to my soul. This guy speaks to my soul.
Y'all didn't get spanked. Did y'all get spanked?
Yeah. No, my mom and dad also had the bucket on their head. I learned from an early age, once you're done with the bucket, you put it right on your head. But I maintain that chicken nuggets always taste better in the shape of a crown than a regular, just generic-shaped nugget. Where do you stand on this?
Oddly enough, I would typically say I like my chicken nuggets to be not necessarily uniformed. You know, I like when they have a little bit of, you know, some variables from
personality,
nugget to nugget. Yes, yes, personality is a great way to put it. But as we know, we discussed it on the last time I was on the show, White Castle has the chicken rings. I've never had the chicken crown nuggets from Burger King, but I'd be happy to give them a try. So this is could potentially be a new experience, but that's an interesting, I guess, re-addition. You know, the last game, the Lightning brought back Kucherov, and Burger King's bringing back the nuggets shaped like crowns.
Yeah, work that into the broadcast
nowhere close.
Tonight if you can.
Nowhere close to the same thing, Doug.
No, right, not at all.
As good as Kucherov is, the crown-shaped nuggets are better.
Get the hell out of here. Doug, best chicken nugget.
Best
chicken nugget. What you got? Best chicken nugget you ever tasted.
Chick-fil-A. Wow. Chick-fil-A.
Will I get this question afterwards?
The Chick-fil-A nugget. You can't beat the Chick-fil-A nugget.
Wow, no, that is incorrect. I have to tell you, I believe the Chick-fil-A nuggets are wildly overrated. There's not enough breading.
I like a light breading. I like a very light breading.
And they're baby nuggets, right? Right, Crowder? They're baby nuggets.
Yeah, you want the rib meat wrapped in bread and fried hard.
No, Doug, you're right.
Those Chick-fil-A nuggets are
baby nuggets. They're like the size of marbles.
They're chicken. They're real chicken. That's a chicken breast. I could even see sometimes they have a nipple on them.
So we're talking about like chicken nuggets that you would get at a number of places. Like you can't just pick a restaurant, you know, that there's one location. We're talking about like mainstream nuggets.
Mainstream nuggets. Chick-fil-A. Doug hit it on the head.
Chick-fil-A you're saying is the best chicken nugget?
I think so, but here's my disclaimer with it though. you mentioned it, Hawk. They are a little small. So with the Chick-fil-A nuggets, I view them more as an add-on to whatever else I get. Like, I'm probably getting a combo meal of some kind. And if I'm feeling really bold that day, particularly hungry, maybe I had a good workout or maybe I'm going to have a good workout later that day, I'm going to throw down another 8-piece on top of it, get some nuggets on the side. I think they're a great complement to whatever else you're getting at Chick-fil-A at that particular visit.
See, I think the Chick-fil-A nuggets always, gentlemen, leave me disappointed. Always.
No.
You're
eating a crown-shaped nugget?
I'm going to leave the crown to the side yet because I don't know when they return. So I'm going to leave that off to the side. And I am going to tell you, as shocking as this sounds, the Chicken McNugget is the best chicken nugget, mainstream chicken nugget out there.
It is good.
It is all white meat. The breading is phenomenal. Oh. Phenomenal. And I have no complaints about it. Like, you never get one that's fried incorrectly.
It is good.
I'll
tell you this.
I'm all about the McDonald's Chicken McNugget.
We could probably do a full separate series on this, but I think we can trace it all back to the mid-90s when Wendy's went to the 99-cent 5-piece. It changed the nugget landscape across the whole quick-serve industry.
So right.
Everybody had to up their nugget game after that. And now over the course of the last 25 years or so, we've seen nuggets go from just a thing at the end of the menu that, you know, you might not always get to a staple item that everybody better bring their A game to.
Solana, it sounds like you want to weigh in here on the chicken nuggets.
I do. I'm just I'm very disappointed in all of you. Thank you, Doug, for mentioning Wendy's, because Wendy's spicy chicken nugget.
They are good.
Are the best chicken nugget, and it's not even close. I mean, get out of here
with
Chick-fil-A.
But do we take points off that they go with 5 instead of 6, which is really standard industry regulation?
Six is the devil number.
Has anybody ever gotten the 20-piece at McDonald's?
Oh, I'm sure Solana
McDonald's
has,
does
right?
The 20-piece.
No, we do it with the kids, Doug, because I have 2 kids, so we can do the 20-piece, and then me, my wife, the kids, we can all eat on a little 20-piece.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's, I'm going to say. So you're going Wendy's, Solana? Because the Wendy's, they're very good. There's no question about it. Sometimes too many flakes of pepper in there in the batter.
It's a weird criticism because I believe that there can never be too many flakes of pepper in the batter. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget, though. I don't want the regular Wendy's chicken nugget. That's just okay. It's good. It's consistent, but it's just okay. It has to be the spicy chicken nugget from Wendy's.
That honey mustard sauce they give you at Wendy's is really good. The hot mustard at McDonald's, Hawk, we've discussed the hot mustard at McDonald's is one of the great condiments of all time. I'd put it in the Condiment Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If we're talking about chicken condiments, though, specifically, it's Chicken Kitchen and it's the mustard curry sauce.
Yeah.
That's South Florida exclusive. I think everyone would agree with that. And then Chick-fil-A with the honey barbecue sauce.
No,
a lot of people sleep on the honey barbecue.
Polynesian.
No, the Polynesian
everybody
is not
knows.
A good choice.
Ask Doug.
Not
everybody knows the best sauce is Polynesian at Chick-fil-A. Correct, Doug?
I always get the buffalo when I'm there. I wonder how many people that we've caused to pull into a drive-thru while they're out driving around right now.
Well, I just got a text from Craig Minervini who says Raisin Cane has the best chicken nuggets.
Oh, never
and
been.
I'm surprised, Crowder, that you're not talking about Zaxby's, your love from Gainesville.
But those are chicken tenders. I separate
nuggets.
So we're
talking specifically
tenders.
Nuggets. Okay, I'm with
nuggets.
You. I'm with you on that. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Always. Yeah. That's what Hawk and Crowder do.
That's right. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Well, this was a tremendous time breaking down the Panthers-Lightning series with you, Doug.
It's always great to stop by the show. I know we're going to cover a variety of things when I stop by, and again, I always enjoy it. So I hope you guys enjoy the game tonight.
So now what did we agree on, though? Who is better at what they do, Burger King Crown Nuggets or Kucherov at hockey?
I can't formulate an opinion on the Crown
somewhere?
Nuggets, but Nikita Kucherov 2 years ago won the scoring title, the MVP, and the MVP is chosen by the players as well. So he kind of had the trifecta there a couple of years ago. So pretty hard for any chicken nugget to beat that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know who we're doing it for, right, Crowder?
For the thugs.
For the thugs. Hawk and
Crowder. People are very passionate about chicken nuggets. Just looking at the text machine, a lot of people just swearing by the Chick-fil-A nuggets. And I for the life of me, don't understand it. It's been like my one of my kids' favorite places to go to, you know, for a meal since he was tiny. And I've never understood the fascination with Chick-fil-A nuggets. They're little misshapen balls of chicken, too small, not breaded enough. Don't get it.
They're actual chicken. They're not mushed up, mashy potato chicken, Hawk.
I'm telling you, the chicken that is used today at most chicken places for nuggets are white meat chicken. Somebody texts in, way too angry about this. F you, Hawk. You're getting paid by McDonald's. I never get good nuggets from them. There are always air pockets in them. They bread them. They're heavily processed. And I texted him back, I think you're going to McDowell's. You need to go to McDonald's.
We got the Big Mac. We got the Big
Mac. And then I got a text from a friend of mine, John Spatz. He's a big Panthers fan. I know he tuned in to hear Panthers talk. And then it just, you know, inevitably, when Plagans is on, though, Plagans brings that out of us. He loves to talk food. You could hear the passion. Yeah. My friend John texts me, where does popcorn in a box fall in your ratings? You know, because you've got the bag and then you've got the bucket. But there's the box of popcorn. That is the worst. The popcorn, who can put their hands in a rectangle? It's, you know, there, it's like a narrow rectangular box. I don't understand why anyone in 2021 is serving popcorn in a box. This is one of the great frauds perpetrated on America. I've opened your eyes, people, to miniature golf being just a terrible activity. I've opened your eyes. I know it's hard to hear sometimes. I've opened your eyes, right? I've told you, sweet potato fries, you order them, you think that you like them, you think that they're healthier, and you always want regular fries. Always. Nobody ever knowingly, no one on Truth Serum would tell you that a sweet potato fry is preferable to a fried potato, a regular russet potato. And russet. I have to tell you, in that same category is the box of popcorn. A box of popcorn. One of the worst frauds perpetrated on this great country of ours.
Chick-fil-A and McDonald's nuggets are in boxes, Hawk.
I'm talking about a box of popcorn. Specifically popcorn. I don't mind a box difference? Of nuggets. And yeah. The box, like the Chick-fil-A box of nuggets, there's plenty of room there. It's just a small little box, almost like a coffin. It's like a little coffin, of nuggets. That's what I like to call the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's a little coffin. Let me get one coffin of nuggets and a honey barbecue sauce.
And some russet French fries.
Some russet French fries. Some French fried russet potatoes. Don't give me all your sweet potato nonsense. You give me some French fried russet potatoes. And I don't even know if russet potatoes are what's used for French fries. Is that the type of potato that's used for French fries? Does anyone know?
I like the name russet, so I ride with it.
Potato is used for French fries. Got to be a russet, right? Yep, russet potatoes. High starch potatoes, like Idaho potatoes, also called russet potatoes, are the best for French fries. This variety is denser, and they have the least amount of moisture in them.
Russet.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground there, have we not?
I'm down.
Somebody just, my friend Alfred, just texted me a picture of him eating the Wendy's nuggets right now. What happens, right? I had a friend of mine in Chicago text me. He's like, every time on this show, you make me hungry for something, and then I have to go out and get it. Who's not craving a chicken nugget right now? Come on. Be honest. Crowder, are you craving chicken nuggets right now?
Yeah, you got me.
Solana, are you craving chicken nuggets right now?
I already Uber Eats some chicken nuggets about 15 minutes ago.
What about Steven? Steven, are you craving chicken nuggets right about now?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go to McDonald's after the show.
Is McDonald's the best chicken nugget? No. Let the man speak, Solana. Don't get all territorial.
McDonald's with McDonald's with some sweet and sour sauce? I mean, can't go wrong with that.
Right? Is that the best fast food nugget? The McDonald's chicken McNugget, Steven.
Yeah, I could take a 20-piece to the head. No problem.
Right. I'm with him.
Steven,
I was surprised.
Did you answer the question, Steven, or did you just say you like him?
He answered.
No, he
answered.
He didn't say yes or no. He just said he likes. He can eat a 20-piece. Are they the best chicken nuggets, Steven? That's the question.
I mean, that's until Burger King brings back the crown
Talk
chicken
about
tenders.
About it, my
but,
dude.
But it has to taste.
Talk
how,
about it, my dude.
It has to taste how it was before, because ever since they went from the tenders to the nuggets, it's been awful. That's why they're giving them away for like 50 cents and no one eats them.
Yeah, no. Talk about it. He's so right on there. He's got good fast food taste. Solana earlier, he impugned any conversation when he said that Burger King has the best fries, because I don't believe that Solana actually believes that.
By the way, are Chick-fil-A nuggets even nuggets? Aren't they? Isn't it popcorn chicken?
They're closer to popcorn chicken. That's a great point, Solana.
No,
they're closer to pop. It is. That's a great point. The Chick-fil-A nuggets, they call them nuggets.
They're not.
But
they're not
closer. But they call them nuggets. But they're closer to popcorn chicken. I think you're right, Solana. Here's the thing. I don't think you can charge as much for popcorn chicken because you assume that it's small. It's a marketing thing. That's marketing, Solana. You just solved one of the world's great problems.
And the best part about that is that Chick-fil-A, now that we've established, don't sell nuggets, but popcorn chicken, doesn't even have better popcorn chicken than Publix popcorn chicken.
Bull butter.
Boom.
Bull butter.
He is right. That Bull Publix butter. Popcorn chicken, Publix popcorn chicken, you go and get that at the deli section, and it's hot, and you're just throwing those things down. Oh, my God.
Bull butter.
You're telling me that the Chick-fil-A nuggets are better than the Publix popcorn chicken?
Anything, any piece of chicken that comes out Chick-fil-A's window is better than any chicken from any of these places you're talking about. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, all of them, Publix. The chicken out of Chick-fil-A, they have named their damn store after a chicken. That's Chick-fil-A. Chicken. Anything that comes out of there is better than any of these places you're talking about. And if you don't believe that, you're crazy.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what you're saying.
You're crazy.
And somebody texts in, where's Ryan McGuire when you need him?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!